to another episode of the Kenyan Wall Street Podcast. My name is Ali Mwakane Lugakweli, and I will be your host today. With me on the interview, I have Michael Koesh from Safaricom. And essentially, Michael and I want to talk about Safaricom's recent ISO certifications. Michael, I'll let you introduce yourself fully.
My name is Michael Koech. I am in the sustainability and social impact team at Safaricom. My day-to-day role is on the climate management. I'm also in charge of environmental management system, ISO 14001, within Safaricom.
It seems like we definitely have the right time to discuss these things. Let's start right on. I understand that Safaricom was certified and recertified recently. Why are ISO certifications important for businesses?
Yes, so maybe first to understand ISO. ISO is the International Organization for Standardization. So it's an independent non-governmental organization that develops standards to ensure quality, safety, and efficiency of products and services. ISO generally looks at ensuring that there is consistency in whatever you produce. For any organization, for any products or services that you offer, you need to ensure that they are of the right quality, they are of the right standards. So one of the key things that ISO would look at is to ensure that your products and services are of good quality, right delivered to the customer satisfaction. So like the ISO 9001 looks at quality of your products. For Safaricom, there are other ISOs as well that sort of support the quality standard. And one of them, for example, is ISO 27001 on information security. So this one takes care of data privacy for customers to ensure that customer information is safe, you know, well stored. There's no intrusion of any kind. It also protects any unauthorized disclosures, modification or deletion of information within our systems. It also generally ensures that we are, as you may be aware, we now have in Kenya, for example, the data protection regulations. And so this standard, information security, ensures that we are in compliance with that law on data protection. There are other ISO standards as well that supports this. Another one that we have is ISO 20000 on IT service management. IT service management ensures that we deliver IT services to businesses and customers in a proper manner. So it ensures that we consistently and reliably develop IT systems that are cost efficient and also that are resilient and offer the best to the customers. There's also another ISO called 22301. It's on business continuity plan. So, you know, as an IT service, one of the key things for our business is to ensure that we are always there when the customers need us. So whether you want to call, whether you want to do SMS, whether you want to send your M-Pesa, you have to ensure that the service is always available. And there are so many things that can disrupt our services. For example, when there's a power plug out, which can affect our IT infrastructure or our base transceiver stations that communicates. We need to ensure that we always have a backup to ensure the services are not disrupted in any manner. So it's more of looking into plan B for any service failures to ensure there's consistency. The backups are there in case any disruption happens to any of our data center, for example. We always have a backup to ensure that all the data is recovered. I can go on and on. There's also another ISO, which is key for us, which is 26000. This is on corporate social responsibility. So as an organization, we have so many philanthropy programs through our foundations. So the ISO 26 gives you some guidelines on how a business like ours can operate in a more socially responsible manner. It looks at things like transparency in what we do on our foundation's work, labor rights to ensure that we deliver to the communities in the right manner. Another standard that we have that supports quality is also ISO 14000 on environmental management. So ISO 14000 looks at the way we operate and the impact we could have, either positive or negative, on the environment. So it helps us put guidelines, processes, and systems that would allow us to ensure we don't operate in a manner that would negatively or adversely affect the environment. So whether you are looking at carbon emissions, for example, the energy that we use that would then generate carbon that could affect our climate, we need to ensure that we have in place programs that ensures reduction, we use less from the planet, we conserve water, we minimize our waste generation, we recycle waste wherever we can, and also support, you know, other organizations using IT to ensure that the environment is well managed.
Out of the different ISO standards that you've shared, I would like us to sort of delve into the key component of the business, which is the customer. How do these different certifications translate to the customer and the product experience?
So I would say first, there are quite a number of benefits when you have a working system, and that is what ISO helps you to do, because ISO standards give you a raft of guidelines, a raft of clauses on the things that you need to follow, ranging from, you know, setting policies, having objectives, having targets, having processes that work. There is also audits that are done to ensure that you actually deliver what you had promised to deliver. And there's a whole cycle of reviewing to see where you are, whether it's working for you, and if not, what kind of actions do you take. So one of the key advantages, of course, of having an ISO standard is they are universal in nature. So if I tell any potential customer that I'm ISO certified on IT security or on quality or on environment, they will always understand what I mean, because it's universal, it's the same for all organizations, the standards apply across. So that's the first thing. So it gives you a competitive advantage because the standards offer unique selling points, especially like for our strategic business units, like the enterprise customers. When you're filling in, let's say, request for proposals for tendering processes, there's normally a long list of what you need to fill up. And part of the questions that we've come to see through is whether you have an ISO on quality management as one of them. There is also the issues around environment. And if it's cloud services or IT services, for example, they would ask about your backup processes, your information security measures. So anytime you come across those questions, when you tell a customer that this is what we have, it's almost sufficient answer to know what is behind that certification. And so they will make an informed decision on whether to take up your products or services or not. The other thing for ISO programs is also there's financial gain that normally comes out of cost reduction. When you look at the way the standards are structured, it's also in a manner that ensures that you use your resources efficiently. You get more out of less, so you don't spend a lot. And one example would be on energy. So the ISO on energy management would focus on what are the key measures that you are taking to ensure that you are more efficient, you use less energy, you generate more. And so you actually save on cost on that line. Also, consistency in provision of services. So when you have a backup, for example, it means that you don't have a situation where your services are down for a long time, which means you can lose revenue. You can also disrupt, you know, the quality of service to the customers. So what we do is to ensure that we are compliant with all the measures. For example, in case of a downtime of service, we need to spend the shortest time to bounce back, to bring back the service to the customers. And ISO helps in that because it gives you an opportunity to do background tests before the actual failures happen. There's also the aspect of continual improvement. For any system, you need to always do reviews to ensure that it works for you. So ISO would give you an opportunity to relook at your systems and ensure that you consistently improve. And we've seen benefits out of this. For example, GSMA, which is an association of mobile service providers, I think over the years, they have given us certifications of being the best mobile service provider, I think in 2017 and 2018. We are also looking at the reputation, you know, of products like M-Pesa to ensure that they are safe, they are customer information is safe, and also the product itself, its usage, the service is always safe. And so customers would trust us with their information and the money. For data centers, these are These are the equipment that does communications and store a lot of information also on data. So there's a certification that we have that is called Uptime. And this one looks at the kind of measures that you put in place on your data center to ensure the security of data and to ensure reliability, you know, in the use of your equipment, including backup in case there are failures. When you have sufficient backup for information, it gives an assurance to customers that their data is always safe and can be retrieved when required.
I'm curious about two certifications which Safaricom is currently pursuing. So standards on occupational health and safety, as well as the PCI DSS, which is the payment card industry data security standards. What does this mean for Safaricom? And specifically, now that you guys are looking into PCI DSS, is Safaricom planning to enter into the card business?
Okay, so I'll answer the first question. Honestly, I'm not in a position to answer the second question on PCI DSS. I'm not privy to that information, and I really apologize for that. But for the ISO 45001 on health and safety, health, safety and wellness for our employees is critical. This standard looks at internally at our employee safety mainly, as well as contractor safety, service providers, the guys who work on our behalf. So we are looking at different aspects of employee safety as well as wellness. So ISO 45001 provides you that framework to manage any work-related risks. For example, driving while working. There are things like risk that you can be exposed in the process of work. For example, for the people, for example, who are doing fiber to home, you normally dig trenches along the roads, for example, and there are risks associated with that. There are people who work at heights, who are building masts, which is also a high-risk task because it can result to falling and fatalities in the process. So this standard looks at does risk assessment of all the operations that we do, classify the risks, look at high-risk areas, and then prescribe measures that needs to be taken to ensure that you minimize or you treat the risk. So generally, it also protects our employees and also the contractors who work on our behalf. It also focuses on wellness, so things about people exercising, the food that we eat, the medicals, generally, you know, it also focuses on that.
When I look at Safaricom, I'm looking at an organization that's, you know, quite big and established in the country, and I do believe that ISO would not be the only standard that you guys are following or rather complying. And to that, I would ask, what are some of the internal mechanisms or what other standards do you guys follow that perhaps ensure that you guys offer optimum customer service and quality services to your clients, both individuals and enterprises?
I would say when you look at all these standards that we follow, all the ISO standards that we comply with, the key person in the middle is actually the customer. So for us, the ISO 9001 is like the pillar for all the other ISOs, because ISO 9001 looks at quality management system. So it's all about the customer, our drive for customer obsession. Now, we had to branch into all these other ISO standards because it sort of helps us to deliver quality products. And I gave you examples. If you talk about IT services, there is the ISO 90. If you talk about information security, which is key because we, Safaricom, because of the nature of our business, we host a lot of information about our customers. So customer data privacy is key for us to ensure that all the information that we have is safe. M-Pesa services, financial inclusion is also key and touches a lot on resources of our customers. And all that is protected by different standards that all, you know, culminates into a happy customer, secure customer, and quality products and services that we offer to customers. I think in terms of going forward, one of the ISOs that we are looking at to support all this as well is on energy management. And I think I've touched about it. It's called ISO 5001. This one looks at the different aspects of energy and why energy is key for us is one, energy is costly. It's like one of the key cost components of our services. And then also in Kenya, generally, the quality of energy in some places from the national grid is not consistent. And for the services that we offer, you need to ensure that we are up all the time and it requires electricity, for example. So this standard would sort of look more critically into our energy systems and ensure that the quality of power that we use in our system is actually of good quality. That means it's always there, available when required. And also it should not be costly. So we are also looking at the element of cost. When you take care of your processes, you take care of your innovation channels, and now products and services, then ultimately you will have better services and superior quality products that you will churn out of your operations.
As we close, let's talk about the future here. And earlier I was going through the latest sustainability report by Safaricom, and one of the things that really caught my eye was the statement, we will intensify our data privacy initiatives and awareness across the business. And to that I would ask, how are you guys planning to further promote data privacy, as well as what other ways, or rather what are we looking forward to after this year's certifications and recertifications?
So I think moving forward, our focus will still continue being the customer. And more critically, we want to ensure that we offer the best services to our customers. So we remain a customer-obsessed organization. We are looking at more digital solutions that would sort of help our society prosper. There's a lot of focus around the SMEs, who are the key pillars of our economy. And so there are a lot of products and services that are being developed in collaboration and in co-creation with the different actors to ensure that they are relevant for the SMEs. We are also looking at ensuring that our purpose, you know, of transforming lives is done through all the solutions that I churned out and through the different innovative products. So financial solutions will still be key for us. Data provision and quality data channels, for that matter, will improve. So we'll be looking at more fiber to homes, which is a key component of this. We are also looking at more fiber to the businesses and SMEs in this case. And also, of course, not leaving behind the voice, which has been the key base for Safaricom services. So there is a whole raft of measures that are geared towards the customer. And for sure, the ISO standards will ensure that we have consistent and reliable processes that are able to support the customer, that the customers achieve what they would want to achieve.
Thank you so much, Michael, for sharing that. Guys, that was Michael Coates from Safaricom talking about the different certifications and recertifications evident in the current sustainability report. Thank you so much for tuning in, and see you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks, bye-bye.